Now, pro-EU demonstrators are holding a new rally in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, against the government of President Viktor Yanukovych. They want Yanukovych to resign, this after he withdrew from an agreement which would have paved the way for Kiev to join the European Union. Pro-EU demonstrators accuse Yanukovych of shelving the deal under Russia's pressure. Out of anger at Russia, they have torn down a statue of Vladimir Lenin, the late founder of the former Soviet Union, of which Ukraine used to be a republic. Meanwhile, the security service has begun investigating alleged attempts by the opposition to topple the government. The investigation is said to be targeting opposition figures who demand Yanukovych step down. Well, let's speak to our correspondent, Oleksandra Molotkova, who joins us via Skype from Kiev itself. Now, Oleksandra, tell us a bit more about what's going on, because right now what we're seeing, it seems it's the battle between the influence of Russia and the influence of the West being fought right there on the streets of Kiev.
People are still there on the square. In the meantime, there is about like 100,000 people remain on the street. During daytime, it was like 500,000 people. They're still demanding Yanukovych to resign, and they demand the government to resign, and they want the early elections. And people are wondering, 2 days ago, Yanukovych had an unplanned meeting with Vladimir Putin in Sochi, and nobody knows what they have discussed. At the same time, this week, the EU high representatives are coming to Ukraine. Catherine Ashton is supposed to visit Kiev. So people say, of course, that this is a huge political game between East and West, and Ukraine is just in the middle of this deadlock.
And very quickly, if you can, Oleksandra, there are demands that Yanukovych resign. What is the likelihood of that happening?
During the 2 weeks, they've been asking Yanukovych to resign, and they tried to dismiss the government as well. But the opposition failed to do this, and many accuse the opposition of having no plan on actually what to do and how to act. They have just three main demands, and they are following this, but as yet no result during 2 weeks.
Okay, our correspondent Oleksandra Molotkova, they're reporting from Kiev. Oleksandra, thank you for that update there.